You know, if I could make one monster sound, I think it'd be the Ghidorah sound instead of the Godzilla sound.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because it is, like, ear-piercing.
It's fucking vile.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. Hey, babies. We go super old school in theme, but very modern in execution. We watched Godzilla Minus One.
Which was amazing.
It's so good. It's kind of the bread and butter. It's what the show was really based on.
Yeah. And where we started.
It was...
Is this our fifth or sixth Godzilla movie?
I think
movie?
It's the fifth.
Okay.
Fifth official Godzilla, I believe. But the original idea for the show was going to be just like Chris walking me through kaiju flicks. So it's kind of the roots of the show, and then it evolved from there. But holy crap, guys, we watched Godzilla Minus One, and it's so good, and you need to watch it because it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do very little complaining.
There's two things that bugged me, but they're so minor.
Yeah.
This movie is a goddamn masterpiece.
Like, it's so good. Top three.
Really raises the bar for like Godzilla movies in general going forward.
Just movies, really.
Yeah. Just movies. Monster movies. Goddamn. Fucking movies.
Yeah. So we praised the hell out of this movie, and rightfully so. And I can't wait to watch it again. But anyway, Big Dumb Monsters talking about Godzilla Minus One. Enjoy the show. The air itself is filled with monsters. Thing.
Hey now, it's been like forever, it feels like,
since
we've done the show.
Yeah.
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 It's, what was the last time we did it? Was last Friday or last Saturday? No, it was Saturday.
It was Saturday because we were talking about how it was going to be the last Saturday for a while.
Yeah.
But it's Sunday.
It's Sunday. We're still here enjoying ourselves. We're going extra special today because it's a fucking extra special day.
Very special. This is what this show is built on.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, he is the king of the monsters.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, it is a fucking spectacular time to be a Godzilla fan.
Yeah, it is.
Between, they just gave us possibly the best Godzilla movie ever made, to we have this awesome Godzilla tied-in TV show with Monarch.
I still haven't seen any of it, but I want to so bad.
Very good, I'm enjoying it.
Everybody I talk to says it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. Like we were talking about this like a couple weeks ago. Like that's how you make the humans matter, like in a Godzilla.
Just make it separate.
Yeah, in the American Godzilla movies, like
yeah,
that's how you make them. Like build the backstories in the TV show, and then like I said, when it's the movie, it's like WrestleMania.
Yeah,
we're here for the fights. Like we know the backstories already.
For the Americanized versions, yes, that's exactly it. Because they never get the drama right.
This movie, on the other hand, fucking nails it.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
So unbelievably good.
Tonight we are talking about Godzilla Minus One. We saw it Wednesday night, and like it has been a challenge to go like 4 days and 5 days now.
Yeah.
And not talk about this movie.
Like I wanted to talk to you immediately after the movie was over.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, we had the little chit-chat, like, oh my god, it was so fucking good. Like, the movie ended, right? Credits are rolling. I look over at Chris, and I just go...
Yeah.
Like, ah!
Like, wow.
What the fuck did we just watch?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good.
They got it. Like, they got it right.
They nailed it. Like, if you want cinematic... I'm going to say it like it's damn near a fucking masterpiece, right?
Yeah, I do. There are
that
things
just happens to have a goddamn monster in it.
Yeah.
This is your jam.
You were saying right afterwards, like, it's a war movie.
Yeah.
There just happens to be, like, Godzilla in it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is very much about, you know, the trauma of fucking war. Like,
it really is. It's a. He agrees.
Donner will tell you, yeah.
Yeah. It's an exercise in, you know, like venting, you know, these emotions, like these post-war emotions. There's PTSD, there's survivor's guilt. Like there's how people deal with the effects of being bombed to shit. Like,
yeah. Oh, my entire world. While I was in the Army, where I was supposed to be a kamikaze, and like I backed out on that.
Yeah.
My entire world went up in flames while I was off doing that.
Literally.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Like, not even figuratively. But figuratively as well, but... Holy shit.
Yeah, like, I
was telling you, like, there were times where I forgot I was watching a Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
And I didn't care.
Yeah. We've talked about this any number of times on the show. Like, when it comes to Godzilla movies, like, most of the time, you just don't give a fuck about the humans. Like,
because they don't do it right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, like, we were tied. Like, the beginning of this movie starts off with this dude, like, you know, chickening out. I don't want to say chickening out because he did the right thing. Like,
yeah.
He didn't fucking kill himself.
Right.
You know, and he's landing on this island. Spoilers, obviously, ahead for this movie.
Yeah. Like, don't listen to this until after you see that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you care that much.
Yeah, exactly.
But just know that you're getting more people than and drama than monster.
Yeah.
But it's totally fine, baby.
And it's probably a good, like, 20 minutes maybe before we even see, like, a monster, before we even see, like, proto-Godzilla, basically. Yes. Like, not to the detriment of the movie.
No, they really set it up fine. They work Godzilla in where they need him. Like, they definitely do the less is more, and it works wonderfully well.
But yeah, no, it's this dude, he's supposed to be a kamikaze, and obviously doesn't go through with it, like, and like, I just, that scene where he's on the island, and like, he's talking to the mechanic, like, he's telling him, like, oh, you know, just something was wrong with the plane, and the mechanic's like, yeah. You know, we didn't find anything.
I don't think so.
And then he's like, you know, I'm not holding that against you, like, you did the right thing, like, you know.
That redemption arc?
Yeah. Holy shit, man.
God, like, damn.
Where... You know, like, this dude, he's had, like, for the whole movie, he's had this, like, cloud over his head where, you know, he's branded like a coward, basically, because you know, the people ask him, like, oh, weren't you a kamikaze? And, like, they figure out, like, oh, yeah, he didn't go through
with it. Those people that are, like, you know, for the Empire, basically, you know, like, you didn't do your job. You know, this is partially your fault, you know?
And I love how a lot of it is like, well, you know what? Like, we actually did our job. It's the fucking Empire that didn't do its fucking job. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, we didn't have shit. We had, like, you know, fake tanks, basically. Like, we had no supplies. Like, you know, what were we supposed to do out there?
It's oddly, like, I mean, there's a lot of historical accuracy in this movie, which was really crazy to see. But then again, you know, like, what do they have to lie about, you know? Like,
but we were saying, like, the redemption arc, it's not him, like, fulfilling that mission finally and killing himself. It's him realizing, like, that's not how you win the war, by fucking sacrificing yourself. Like,
yeah.
No, you have to fucking live on and, like, help people survive, basically. Right. Like, yeah.
And then he gains forgiveness.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, it's so good. It's also kind of Jaws. But in, like, the best way possible.
The
best way
possible. The Jaws scene specifically. Like,
yeah. It's a nod, but it doesn't beat you over the head.
Yeah.
You know?
And I was just thinking, like I was going to say, like, that scene is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
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 They're in this fucking shitty little dinky boat.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to outrun Godzilla, who's just on their ass trying to eat their boat. Like,
yeah. It's insane.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
I think really where it really excels is it builds so much tension, and then you get a little bit of monster.
Yeah.
And then it starts over again, and it builds that tension, and it builds the drama, and then you get a little bit of monster. And it's like, it's the perfect ratio if you're not going, you know, Final Wars.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's the scenes are way higher in quality than they are in quantity. Like,
right.
You know, and like, because the scenes that you do get are fan fucking dad. Like,
yeah.
You have the Jaws scene, which is great.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, I also love, like, you know, they're finally waiting on this battleship to show up, and it shows up, and it's immediately destroyed.
Yeah. By Godzilla. It's like, fuck this.
Yeah. and then, I mean, the scene where he comes ashore, like, into Tokyo and just destroys fucking everything.
Everything, yeah.
I loved the atomic breath, how it was kind of like the Death Star fucking beam in, like, Rogue One.
Yeah.
Where like, it's like the Death Star beam on like 1%.
Yeah.
Where like, you know, it's still gonna, like, it blows up and like it leaves a fucking mushroom cloud and then just it's this fucking expanding wake of destruction.
Yep. Yep. God damn it. This movie fucking rules.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, an emotional roller coaster, which I did not expect.
Yeah, because you're rooting for this fucking guy. Like, you know, you want him to do the right thing. You want, like, things to go right for him. But he's just, he is continuously being kicked in the fucking balls by life. Like, just again and again and again.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, and like, he's, you know, like, and like at the end where, you know, you just think he's going to kill himself. Like, you're just like, oh, please don't fucking do it. Like,
that's where the forgiveness comes in.
He goes,
because the mechanic that they, you know, they bring back, cause he was from the island. And he gives him the nod.
Well, basically. We forgot, like, one of the complicating factors of the story. Not only does he chicken out on the kamikaze mission, when they're on the island, like, you know, the original form of Godzilla attacks. I like that he's only like 20 feet tall, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, he's like this local, like, it's cryptid, basically.
He was like a, what was it in the movies? It was like a Godzillasaurus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you get that nod to that, like, you know, kind of part of the Godzilla lore.
Yeah.
But that scene is fucking amazing, too. Like,
it's all good.
Yeah, because he even at that size, like 20 feet tall, he wipes out everybody on this island except for the pilot and this mechanic. The mechanic who said, like, you know, I don't hold it against you.
Yeah.
At that point, like, he's fucking holding it against him. Oh,
he fucking held it against him.
Yeah. Because, again, he chickened out.
Right.
He had the monster in his sights and, like, with the guns.
You know, maybe the gun would have took him out. Maybe not.
It probably wouldn't have.
Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Yeah.
But that was the point, you know, like, holy shit.
Ooh, I inhaled. Bad idea. Bad idea. I was going to say, I like how they blended, like, Godzilla-wise, they really blended old-school Godzilla look with Shin Godzilla, like,
craggy, rocky
body, like powers, like how he instantly heals, like, shit like that. That I really, really like. And possibly that ending, too, where either it's, you know, he's infecting people with Godzilla cells.
Yeah.
Or, you know, was that radiation burns on her neck? Like, we don't know. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I took it away as, like, it's radiation poisoning.
Yeah. Yeah. See, like, I want to. That's the explanation I want it to be.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to go with, like, because they made a point of saying, like, oh, this thing left cells everywhere. Like,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, they could be studying his cell. So they leave the movie open for a sequel, right? So
yeah, in two ways.
Yeah.
With the Godzilla cells, and also you see
him coming, like, reforming.
Yeah.
After he's blown the fuck up. Which the finding the cells all over the place thing, that could be hinting at, you know, maybe they're gonna try to clone him and bring back a different version of Godzilla.
Or it could even be like the Shin Godzilla ending, where there's going to be like Godzilla humans, like, running around, like,
which I don't know that I would like.
I that's one of the things about Shin Godzilla I did not like. I don't like the little Godzilla people. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that, like, little Godzilla humans would follow suit with this movie. So if they continue it that way, it's going to do a disservice to the movie they made already. If they do, like, a, you know, somebody creates a Godzilla clone and it comes back, and then they did a little more science fiction with it that way.
Yeah.
I think that serves it better. But just because
this
movie is... Or they
can even just go the way they did it in the original ones. Like, oh, yeah, we killed that one. Oh, but there's another one.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was cool that they... So it's basically a retelling of the original Godzilla, right? But they don't just rehash the same old movie. It's not the Oxygen Destroyer. It's not, you know, was it Shirazawa?
Yeah, although I thought they were going to bring in Dr. Serizawa.
The Serizawa, yeah.
And, like, the Oxygen Destroyer at that, like, that...
But it was a cool twist on, like, influenced by.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought the old guy in the boat was going to turn out to be Dr. Serizawa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fuck, I was going to say something and I lost it. Oh, the nods to the original, man. Like, especially, I mean, you get the music, the dun dun,
yeah,
dun dun dun.
Like, the music was huge,
fucking perfect. And then like even some of the shots from the original, like with the fucking train in his mouth, and like how you have the whole scene inside the train car with what's her name? I totally forgot her
Jesus
name.
Jesus Christ! It's been days, and they're very Japanese.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Koichi's, you know, found wife, basically. Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Ooh, pardon me.
Man, that feels disrespectful now. Here we are, like, falling over ourselves in love with this movie, and we can't remember the character.
Pretty sure I crossed her thing out, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is kind of it.
Is this her? Minami Hamabe.
Yeah.
Noriko. It. Yeah.
Oh, she was in... Okay, never mind. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, music was stellar. The effects... were good. Like, they were really, really good.
That was my
were they perfect?
My two things I'd gripe about were the CGI effects. You know, like, yeah, they weren't great.
They were
but they
good.
Also were not the worst I've ever seen.
No.
Yeah.
And especially for the amount of money that they spent on this movie, it's phenomenal.
Which is mind-blowing.
Right?
We were talking about this beforehand. I don't know if it's in your trivia. I don't know if we're stepping on that.
I don't think it is.
This movie is goddamn visually amazing. Like, I mean, it looks like visually like a Spielberg movie. It has that like glow to it. Like, I mean, the effects. You know, I said they're not A1, but they're not like Sci-Fi Channel level. They're better than probably like 80% of fucking Hollywood movies at this
point. Better than the Marvels.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, this movie was made for $15 million.
Which is insanity.
You're shooting on the fucking ocean. Like, you know, you have these big enhanced shots of Godzilla destroying a fucking city. Like,
yeah.
You know, CGI shots.
Just the fucking ships that are in this movie. And the planes. And, like, Jesus Christ. They must have had shit donated to this movie.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
But man, yeah. The other thing I would gripe about is I don't think Noriko should have survived. Again, it's probably because of the Godzilla cells thing. But that bitch was fucking obliterated, man. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
She got hit in the fucking Godzilla Death Star wave. Like,
it is the feel good ending after this like slog of holy Christ, this is depressing.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? Like, it's that little bit of they give him something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, he has the girl, like, you know, he's his found daughter now, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I thought, like, she went flying, like,
like that was it was violent. Yeah. It was violent.
Also, dude, you didn't look for her?
I mean, would you?
Yeah, I mean, granted, like...
Now, okay, if she went flying and she's got some injuries, she didn't go far.
Yeah, if she went flying solo, okay, maybe she would... It's the, like, tons of debris that went flying after her, like, that might have done some damage.
Yeah, they're like the fucking cows in the air from Twister.
Like three stories of a building went flying by 80 miles an hour right after her.
I mean, it did leave a mark. Definitely left a mark. Jesus Christ.
But those are my two gripes. The CGI not being fan, and like the way Godzilla moved was way too mechanical.
Yes and no. Because they modeled it after a dude in a suit, right? So like,
yeah.
You had a little bit of the lumbering stuff, but then his his face was really like mechanical.
Yeah, see, there wasn't enough of the lumbering for me because it was just literally like step forward, like just clean like movement. It was just kind of herky jerky, and that was a little choppy for me.
Yeah, but those are very minor things.
Yeah, I'm still going hot. I did it again. I'm still going high on the rating.
Used to doing other things, huh?
Yeah, somehow I have a reflex where I just automatically inhale anytime I breathe in smoke. I don't know why that is.
How you doing over there, Arthur?
Doing good.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Art missed out on the movie. Yep. We did have a crew with us.
Yeah.
And it was
not the movie for your kids.
Yeah, turns Hollywood out. Is out cold.
Yeah. Ben was interested, but he's older. You know, he's 15, so yeah. He can kind of see what's going on. Ollie, he was there for Monster, so it wasn't really his movie.
He had that look of like the kid in the car when you wake up after a long car trip on the way home. Like, yeah.
Yep. I would nudge him awake when Godzilla was on screen so he didn't miss everything.
Miss the cool stuff.
Yeah. Like, come on, bud. There he is.
But yeah, you couldn't ask for more in a Godzilla movie, man. Like,
it depends on what you want.
I want them to continue this. I want at least another monster in the next movie. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be a whole like slew of monsters. Like they'd go in like an American one.
Yeah.
Give me fucking Anguirus. Like, keep it old
Ibira.
School. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Oh, by the way, I was going to play a Godzilla movie while we were talking.
Oh, yeah?
We're going with Ghidorah, the three-headed monster.
Classic.
Yeah. Let's get that. Oh, Mute's already on. Perfect.
Wonderful.
It's a Criterion movie, by the way.
I want to say most of the early Godzillas are Criterion.
Mm-hmm.
But at least the first, like, 10, right? It's got to be.
I think so. Yeah, I just, like, as a Godzilla fan, there were so many just little Easter eggs and nods to old school Godzilla. Even the look of him, like, I loved the,
he looked it was like a Heisei school. Era.
Yeah, yeah.
Face.
Like, that rounded kind of face, like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was more like, almost like dog-like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of, like, the kind of, like, lumpy, almost goofy face of the original.
Yeah. I immediately went home after the movie and was looking to buy the figure, and you can't get them cheaper than like $80.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of lame.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll come down. Like,
they need to make like a Bandai version. Those are like $20 to $30. Like, that's got my name all over it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. None of that highbrow shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually,
I'm like, yesterday, I just got a Bandai figure. It's literally right in front of me.
Right there. This little guy right here. Goddamn, Shin Godzilla is such a cool design.
Yeah.
I watched it yesterday.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, because Ben wanted to watch it, and I was like,
absolutely, kid.
Done and done.
Yeah.
And then I fell asleep, because I am old. That was Friday night, so it's not my fault. I worked. We went out for dinner. I had some drinks. I sat on a comfy chair. Turned on a movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I zonked out. All right. It's not my fault.
I took a power nap yesterday with like nothing to do, like, you know, because they weren't streaming. Like, oh yeah. I fucking went right out.
Oh, yesterday I built a bed until 2 a.m.
Holy shit balls.
Yeah. Well, I took a large break in between to go see a hockey game. So we'll get into that in the crapshoot. But goddamn, that Godzilla.
I think I would rather have built a bed till 2 in the morning than did what I did last night, which we'll also get into in the crap shoot.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah, dude, if I have to... This is in the top three. This is now in the top three of Godzilla movies for me.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Like, nothing is ever going to kick this out of the top three.
This, Shin, and like I'd be hard-pressed to pick a third one. Because
for me, it's... I love King of the Monsters. The American from...
That is also like saying McDonald's is your favorite restaurant, though.
But,
like,
yeah, but like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's got everything I want in like the action-y
Godzilla flicks. I 100% agree. Yeah. I will eat the fuck out of that Big Mac any day. Yeah.
Is it the easy choice? Yes.
Yeah.
Is it also correct? Yes.
Yeah.
but yeah, Shin Godzilla is up there just because of how... like fucking intense it is, and just like it's a horror movie. That's a fucking horror movie.
Yeah, although there were terrifying scenes in this movie too.
There were, but this it covers the drama so well that like it's basically all three flavors, right, of a Godzilla flick. You got the one that focuses on the humans with the drama and the cool story in Minus One. You've got your crazy WrestleMania monsters all over the fucking place
King of the Monsters. Yeah.
And then Shin Godzilla is this dark, creepy, weird, like sci-fi horror flick, which it's like, how are you going to deny that? So all three bases are covered. Now you can find things in the older movies that, you know, you like the flavor of
yeah.
in that like realm a little more.
Yeah,
but those are mine.
It's tough to find, like, again, as a huge Godzilla fan, it's tough to find like an older movie that I love from top to bottom.
Right.
Like there, you know, I mean, even the ones I love the most, I can zone out on parts, you know?
Right.
Whereas like, yeah, Shin Godzilla and Minus One, I'm into it for the whole movie. Somebody pointed out the other day, I thought this was fucking perfect observation. Shin Godzilla is the movie about the government of Japan, whereas this is the movie about the people of Japan.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yep. I can get behind that. Totally.
Yeah. What would I pick? I mean, King of the Monsters is a strong contender just because it's
so fun.
Everything's
it's
there.
It's just so fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the OG, you know, 54.
Yeah, Gojira.
So much love for that. Yeah, Gojira. Not
over the American version, yeah.
Yeah.
But again, like, that doesn't have all the stuff that I'm looking for. Like, big monster fights, like...
Right. And it's got the cool drama. I mean,
Destroy All Monsters might be up there just because it is just monster fights, like... Mm.
That is true.
Yeah.
Destroy All fucking... Where else are you going to see fucking Godzilla curb stomp?
Curb stomp Ghidorah. Like, literally a fucking beatdown. I said this when we recorded. If he had a wallet, he would have taken it.
It's so true.
He just needed a giant, like, toilet to give him a swirly in. Like, that would have made it, like, complete.
Fucking take his lunch.
Yeah, like, if they made a giant bar, like, he just ran him down the bar, like...
Like an old Western.
Yeah. Oh, God. Godzilla, the cowboy hat and spurs. Oh, I want that figure. Like, boots and a cowboy hat.
It'd be hilarious because the boots would be so big, but the hat would be tiny.
Oh, I want that.
It'd be the opposite of John Wayne because the hat was always so big, but he had these dainty feet.
This has got to be a fucking sticker. We got to write this down. Oh, fuck.
Cowboy Godzilla.
You heard it here, folks. Trademark, Big Dumb Monsters, hashtag Cowboy Godzilla.
Amazing.
Friends of the show, feel free to send us 3D printed boots and hat.
For this one, right?
Right.
I got a couple old school ones. It'd be funnier with an old school one. Yeah.
Like this one right here. Oh, I need that. I need that so much.
All right, let's throw some ratings on this, man. We've been praising for a while.
Yeah.
You said that, you know, it's fucking everything you want in a Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
It is damn near perfect.
It's a 9.
Yeah, that's what I was going to give
it. Fucking healthy 9.
It was a 9, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on the dot, a 9. I fucking love this. I cannot wait to see it again, yeah.
Talk me down. I swear to Christ, I'll kill you.
Just, I mean, like, we've been going, like, this, the story is so, like you said,
it's compelling.
You forgot you're watching a Godzilla movie. Like,
yeah. Which I never in my life would think, like, what is your favorite Godzilla movie? Probably the one where I forget I'm watching a Godzilla movie.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the one with probably the least amount of Godzilla in it. Like,
yeah.
It's still fucking amazing.
It's just, oh my God. It's just a complete movie, and then it's got this ridiculous monster in it. And, yeah. Like, it's fine. And they don't treat it like a ridiculous monster. I think that's one of the things that really makes it work.
Yeah, it's a serious threat.
Yeah, like, they treat it as like a cataclysmic event. Like it's the catalyst to keep the story going.
Yeah,
which is where I like a cool monster if I'm there for the people. God damn.
Yeah, I cannot recommend this movie enough.
Yeah, it's so good.
We definitely made the right call seeing it in the RPX.
Oh shit!
Format.
Yeah, the sound was so good.
Yeah, yeah. I keep thinking about the Jaws scene. I love that scene so much.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just like it's just that healthy nod, but you're not like, oh, Jaws.
Yeah. Also, fucking aside from the giant monster trying to kill you. Would that not be the greatest fucking job ever? Fucking, oh, I get to go
blowing up mines?
Machine gun mines out in the ocean all day? Fuck yeah. You're going to pay me?
Apparently he got paid real well, too.
Yeah.
He was able to buy a house to put on top of his old house.
His old shack.
Holy shit. Yeah, we're celebrating with cigars because
we're classing it up. Yeah, it's the king of the monsters.
This movie deserved them.
Yeah, man, I'm just still stunned at how good this movie was.
Yeah, actually, can I get that later?
Mm-hmm. Mine is on the way out. Also,
yeah, this back. This relight break is brought to you by Trivia, which we'll get to in just a moment.
Any minute now.
I got it. Hold on, I had to bring up the app. Okay. Suck it from the back. All right. Godzilla Minus One. Trivia. Instead of creating a new roar, the crew simply played the original Godzilla roar over loudspeakers and recorded the audio. So that's why it sounded so good, because they nailed it the first time.
Yeah.
This Godzilla film became the fastest release entry in the U.S. 1 month after its premiere in Japan. The previous record holder was Shin Godzilla, which took under 3 months to release to the U.S. after its initial Japanese premiere.
Yeah.
Which I'm so glad they did, because I didn't want to wait for this any more than I had to.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as the first trailer hit, I was excited. Because it looked rad.
Yeah. Yeah, again, like, just the look of this movie is so, like, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful fucking movie.
Yeah. Let's see here. Very early production of the film began in late 2019. However, the onset of COVID-19 meant the principal photography did not begin until March of 2022, taking place in Kanto.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yamazaki, the director of this movie, was a fan of Shin Godzilla, and its success motivated Yamazaki to finally make his own film. He included it in the list of Godzilla films he wanted re-released in anticipation for his own, and also hosted a screening with director Hideki Anno, the guy who directed Shin Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
Who complimented Yamazaki's work. In the lead up to this coming out, I guess they re-released a shitload of old Godzilla movies that he wanted, this will set the tone
for prime. Yeah. All right. I can definitely see it, because it is I think they specifically said the Heisei era, right out of that.
Yeah. Let's see. According to Yamazaki, his Godzilla would remain close to the themes of the original, stating, "I love the original Godzilla, and I felt it should stay true to that spirit," addressing the issue of war and nuclear weapons, which it definitely does.
Yeah.
But it's not it's not the same message as the original. Well, I guess the message is similar.
It's a little bit different, yeah.
It's the personal side of war. War is bad. It's these guys are all fucked up because war is bad.
Yeah, exactly. These guys were let down, basically, by the people who were, who were supposed to be, again, the Great Empire.
Right.
And it fucking destroyed them all.
Right. Every Godzilla design gets a nickname from Japanese fans. For this Godzilla, Toho endorsed Negagoji. As the official nickname. However, this caused pause for American fans due to the first part sounding similar to a highly offensive word.
I was about to throw a "what's up my Negagoji" in the chat.
As such, Americans have taken to alternate nicknames such as Minus Goji.
All right.
Seems like a cop-out to me. But
yeah. What the fuck? Live dangerously. Come on. I dare you to say it.
Say it one time.
There's nobody around.
I've got Nega Goji friends. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
Step over the line? Nah, I don't think so.
Whatever. If we can live with Nega Duck on, Darkwing Duck, I'm pretty sure we can live with Nega Goji.
Yeah. this debuted with 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, reviewed from American critics, although they criticized the lack of Godzilla screen time.
Again, as the person who would probably be annoyed by that the most, I was not annoyed by that at all. Because again, he's not really the focus of the movie. The focus of the movie
is Catalyst.
Yeah, is the people. It's Koichi.
Yeah.
God damn, it's a good movie.
It's his story inside of a Godzilla event.
Yeah.
Which is, like, so the one from, what was it, 2008 with Bryan Cranston?
Yes.
That's
like, 2014.
Oh, 14. Okay. That's kind of why I didn't like that one. Because I went in with more, like, sweet, Godzilla. And you don't get that much Godzilla as I was hoping for.
Yeah.
But I also didn't really care about the story.
Yeah, this is the better way to do that. Like, yeah.
Better story, better looking Godzilla, but whatever.
I don't know.
Can't have it all.
Fat American Godzilla has grown on me over the years.
What's that?
Fat American Godzilla has grown on me over the years.
He really is American.
Yeah. He looks Midwestern as fuck. Like, you've seen him at Walmart before. Like,
that dude has plunked down his mortgage payment into a fucking slot machine. You know he has.
Chiefs jersey somewhere. Like, yeah.
Really into cheese. The name Shikishima was the protagonist. The name Shikishima of the protagonist coincides with the name of the squadron that conducted the first successful kamikaze attack. The Shikishima squadron, led by Lieutenant Yukio Seki, hit and sank the USS St. Lo in 1944.
Okay.
So, I mean, there were a couple of, going through the trivia, there were a couple of things that were like, this name is a nod to this, and this name is a nod to that, but like, it really kind of waters it all down if you really kind of go over all of that. But that one seemed cool, so stuck with it. The look of this Godzilla, though done with CGI, was meant to be reminiscent of the classic man in a suit technique. The posture of Godzilla is more upright rather than leaning forward, and the design mixes elements of several prior films, the strongest influence being the Heisei era, and the design for GMK. I don't know what the fuck GMK is.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Godzilla, it's from whatever's from 2001.
GMK.
Fuck, 2001. I don't know.
Yeah, sorry.
It don't matter. None of this matters. That's it for trivia.
All right. We will move on to the better... Are you looking up GMK, Godzilla?
I was going to look up
JMK. Right. No, go for it. Go for it.
I'm not going to break my heart.
I know you. I knew you.
Oh, God.
But you ain't you.
How do fingers work?
Somebody type how to finger.
How do finger?
Oh, Godzilla, Mothra, King Ghidorah. Giant monsters all at attack.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That makes sense. Okay, now let's switch.
It's such
cameras.
A dumb title.
Yeah, it's wait, like you.
That's so Japanese.
Pick one half of that. Like, yeah.
Even like Godzilla, monsters all out attack. Like, that's too many words.
Yeah. All right, well, we will move on to the better known as segment. Sorry, just wanted to get that out first. We will start
really
off,
lighten the load.
Yeah, with director Takashi Yamazaki. He, this is not the first time he has actually directed Godzilla. He has not directed a Godzilla movie before, I will say, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
Some of his most recent works, he directed a Lupin the Third movie in 2019, Lupin the Third, the First. It's another mouthful of a fucking title. Dragon Quest, also in 2019, Dragon Quest Your Story. anything else? This the fighter pilot, that shows up a couple of times.
Yeah.
This is where Godzilla comes in. Always Sunset on 3rd Street. I guess it's like a series of movies. One of them, I guess there's like a dream sequence or something where like some like the one of the characters' dreams, like Godzilla's
just like stomping through town or something.
Yeah. And like there's actually you can actually buy the figure, like the 3rd Street Godzilla figure. Yeah.
Was he sick looking?
He looks similar to like this Godzilla, to be quite honest with you, if I remember correctly.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it was mostly modeled after Godzillas that he liked anyway.
Yeah, so he probably just, you know, did the same thing when he, you know, incorporated into that one.
Right.
Into the older movie. But yeah, has that same like similar face look, like the rounded face and like the dog face type of thing.
Yeah.
Anything else worth noting? Not really. You know, everybody, to be quite honest, like, we're not going to be familiar with a lot of the stuff. I just kind of saved people who were in things that we, you know, we would recognize as, like, you know, monster people.
Yeah.
Up next, we have Minami Hamabe. We just mentioned her a little while ago. She was Noriko. She was just recently in Shin Kamen Rider, Ruriko Midorikawa.
Yeah. Have you seen that yet?
I watched, like, half of it, and I'm just like, I'm out, dog. This is way too fucking weird.
It's so weird. Yeah. I loved it.
I was just not in the headspace for, like, weird at the time.
Yeah, no. It's the fucking wackest, like, Power Rangers. It's
like Power Rangers on acid. Guyver. Yeah. Like, I'll try to finish it. Whether I get there, I don't know, whatever.
We'll see. Mean, yeah, it's definitely not for everybody.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
Is there anything else worth mentioning besides Shin Kamen Rider? Probably not.
I don't know.
Doing Japanese movies is like doing old movies like from the 30s or 40s because all of the actors have like 6 million credits. Like, yeah. Oh, she was in an Ace Attorney movie in 2012. That's a series of video games. Yeah.
Yeah, Phoenix Wright.
Ooh, pardon me. Up next, Ryunosuke Kamiki. He was Koichi Shikishima. Cannot believe I got that right on the first fucking try. That's impressive, bravo, folks.
Art, can I get a golf clap on that?
Yeah.
Oh, man, do we have a golf clap?
I think we have clapping cheeks.
That's not working.
Oh, voice mod's not on.
No, that's it.
I
didn't try any. It is on.
The other ones don't come through voice mod.
Yeah.
That's me.
You're fired.
Oh, no.
Two demerits.
Whatever will I do?
Are we still on? What's her name? No. The other dude. I saved him because he has done some voices in quite a few Miyazaki movies.
Really?
Yes. As soon as I can. Oh, he was in an Evangelion movie. That was 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Thrice Upon a Time.
Bones of Steel.
We will get there at some point. He was in a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure in 2017. Diamond is Unbreakable.
I watched one episode of that show.
Yeah.
I was good.
I've watched zero.
I'm good on that.
I'm good, yeah.
You won't like it because it is fucking weird.
Yeah.
I didn't like it because it was fucking weird and lame.
Okay, here we go. 2010, he's a voice in The Secret World of Arrietty. There's more, I know it. I swear.
I want to say I saw Spirited Away in his, like...
Yeah, we will get to Spirited Away. It is in there. I want to say... Oh, he's a voice in March of the Penguins, 2005. Howl's Moving Castle, 2004. I have a headache from reading these fucking titles. Psycho Doctor. Fa 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 fa. Kamen Rider Agito, 2001. He's in 14 episodes of that as Mysterious Boy. The fuck can you be mysterious for 14 episodes?
Like, the mystery's over, dog.
Yeah, you know him at that point. Spirited Away, 2001. Again, I'm assuming that he's doing the Japanese voices.
I would think so.
Yeah. Up next, we have Munetaka Aoki. He was the mechanic, Tachibana.
Yep.
He's the other survivor.
No, he didn't say touch your bottom. He said Tachibana.
For sure, touchy boner is what I heard.
Touchy boner?
Touchy boner?
That's like the Mad Magazine fucking like name version.
Touchy boner?
Touchy boner. Sosaku Tachibana, who was also just like completely destroyed after his fucking experience on the island.
Yeah. That's a man left broken.
Yeah, when he just fucking hands the dudes, like, the other guys, like, pictures of their families and shit. Like, holy Christ. Yeah. Like, here you go.
Live with that. Go ahead.
Anything else worth mentioning? Pretty Proofreader. 99.9. Criminal Lawyer, WCRL.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in Rurouni Kenshin.
I was just going to say that, yeah. Oh, that one, okay.
The live action movies.
Okay. Parts 1 and 2.
I loved that.
And part 1 Origins 2012.
I really loved that anime, but never heard of it. Could not get into the live actions.
Oh, this Saad totally threw me under the bus at the panel.
Did he?
At Saratoga Comic Con, because to be fair, I fucking threw him under that bus first. Like, there was a girl in some, like, Japanese anime, like, outfit there.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know if he guessed at what she was or something, and, like, whatever, it came up, and he was completely wrong.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, man, I can't believe you did that. Like, you know, like, you got that wrong. And, like, he's like, well, who is she then? And I'm like, I think she's Sakura from Street Fighter, which is also a wrong answer.
But listen,
yeah,
he was wrong on his guess of his own, like.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't.
It's
all fair play to me, man.
She was upset about that.
Yeah?
Get over it.
Not everybody likes anime.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, I don't remember who we're talking about, but they were in Battle Royale 2 in 2000. Oh, Tachibana. He was in Battle Royale 2 in 2003, which is nowhere near as good as the first one. I didn't
know they made a second one.
It is very, very weird. It's not like this battle between everybody. It's like this now, like, dystopian future, like, where, like, all, like, the kids are, like, I don't know, they're, like, rebels and shit. It's fucking weird.
Oh, it's I can do it.
It's Hunger Games.
Yeah.
It's just fucking. I mean, I think it's where Hunger Games, like, ripped off the idea from. That's
probably is.
Yeah.
But I loved that first Battle Royale.
That was a cool movie, yeah.
I read the book before I even knew it was a fucking movie. And as, like, crazy and brutal as the movie is, that book is fucking dark.
No shit.
Yeah. It was really fucked up. Like, this sticks with me to this day. I was reading this book, right? And this was back in the days where I could listen to music and read a book at the same time. I can hardly do either one anymore.
Yeah, nope.
But I'm at this scene in the book, right? And there's two characters, boyfriend and girlfriend. They don't want anything to do with this, right? So they're sitting on a cliffside, and they're like, they're gonna jump.
Yeah.
And, you know, they eventually do. While I'm listening to the MTV Unplugged version of Down in a Hole by Alice in Chains...
Jesus Christ, dude.
I almost killed myself. Hard times, daddy.
Oh, they just showed a clip from that fucking train scene.
Oh, it was so rad.
God, I should have saw this again today. God damn it.
Like, as soon as I'm able to, I'm going to buy a physical copy of that movie.
Yeah. Oh, that was another great little, like, nod to the old Godzilla movies. There's just one little shot of, like, all the old school tanks lining up and, like, in unison, the guns raised,
yeah,
and, like, turn to Godzilla.
Yep. Oh, man.
All right, moving on. Hidetaka Yoshioka.
Oh, that's another thing I really like. I'm sorry
to interrupt, fucking but, go
like,
for it.
When he's about to use the atomic breath and his, like,
the spikes all the shoot spikes out.
Are locking and loading.
Yeah, yeah. he was also in the Always Sunny on 3rd Street movies. That might have been why I saved him. Because this was before. I got a little inside baseball. I work backwards in the credits because I know I'm going to be dropping most of the people at the end. So it's easier to go through them first. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to this. Anything worth mentioning? Cold Case Shinjutsu no Tobira. I'm assuming that's the Japanese version of Cold Case.
I don't know.
It's like a CBS fucking procedural. There's a couple. There's like a CSI, like, Japanese version that shows up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anything worth mentioning? Probably not. Ratsutongsu.
I'm not seeing a goddamn thing that I recognize.
I'm not seeing a goddamn thing I can pronounce. Rhapsody in August. There you go.
Oh, there's one.
Just because I can say it, I'll read it.
Yeah, I'm not that great with Japanese movies. Like, you know, I've seen a bunch of horror movies and stuff, but like just regular dramas.
Yeah, no. Anyway, moving on. Goshu. One name, no picture. Anyway.
Go back up then.
Is there a dog in the movie?
Up. Okay. There's somebody that's been in, like,
yeah,
some weird shit.
I saved him, yeah, because he's in Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2 from 1993. He's a G-Force member.
But it's so fucking weird that, like, his credit is actor.
Yeah. He's also in Kamen Rider 000 from 2011. That shows up a couple times in the credits.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's as batshit insane as Shin Kamen Rider. I'm going to go on a limb and say no.
Because that was batshit crazy.
It's so fucking nuts.
We have Miyu Tanaka. They were just in Trigun Stampede this year, the revival of Trigun. Oh, kind of wanted to watch that, yeah.
That original run was so good.
Yeah, I've said this many times in the show. I am no fan of Japanese animation. I fucking loved Trigun. That was an awesome show, yeah.
Because it was a weird Western with, like, heavy metal screaming guitars and...
And again, just it was in that
cool
fucking
story.
That adult, like when Adult Swim first came on, where it was like the late night block was Cowboy Bebop, Trigun, and Rain the Conqueror. Like,
yeah.
I fucking, yeah, would watch that shit every night.
I loved Rain the Conqueror.
Yeah.
Just because it was, what the fuck is his name? Oh, I can do it. I can pull this right out of my ass.
The artist or the subject?
The artist.
Oh, I don't remember the artist.
Shit. He was the guy that did Aeon Flux. Peter Chung.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Chung.
Wang Chung.
Everybody.
Yeah, and tonight. Just imagine the story of Alexander the Great in that Aeon Flux fucking anime.
Yeah,
like,
that's
style.
Really all it is.
Yeah, that was a badass anime with a fucking carnivorous horse. That, like, yeah.
Yep. And like the giant fat guy's gut was like a secret door into like a fucking machine.
Yeah. He was a voice in Yakuza Like a Dragon, the video game, 2020. Anything else worth mentioning? Probably not. But Mobile Suit Gundam, the Origin 6. That was 2018. Moving on. Up next, we have Shohei Abe.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Godzilla Minus One and Shin Godzilla.
No shit.
Yeah. 2023 and 2016. Ultraman Decker 2022 is a TV series.
Weird.
Alice in Borderland.
Exorcism of Mary Lamb.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
I mean, like, I'm usually pretty good with exorcism movies. Like, they're kind of my jam, but I don't know that one.
Probably Japanese, I'm assuming.
A weird title for one, though.
Yeah. Kamen Rider 000 shows up again for one episode in 2010. Last up, we have Sentaro Kusakabe. It was one of the mechanics on... I can't remember the name of the island.
Odo.
Like, Odo Island. Yeah, I knew it was like a short like O sound. Odo Island.
Well, because that's a throwback, too, because Odo Island was the original island in Godzilla.
In Godzilla, yeah.
So, which I like. So you get your reference and your throwback, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. He was in Kamen Rider 01. That was 2019. 99.9 Criminal Lawyer shows up again. Coming at you with a power block every Saturday at 5.
Criminal Lawyer.
99.9 WCRL. The Criminal Lawyer. That'll do it for the better known as segment.
You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I know. The weird thing is I'm doing this here by myself when I'm doing the fucking, like, credits.
Just out loud?
Yeah.
Ah, God damn it.
Yeah, this fucking movie rocked, man. This was a fucking...
It's so good.
So yeah, I will say I saw probably the best movie of the year and the worst movie of the year in the same week. I went to see the fucking new John Woo movie last night, Silent Night.
Oh, really? It was that bad?
Huge piece of shit.
Really?
Dude, I was very close to walking out. Like, I wanted to. I think the only thing that kept me from walking out was the fact that I fell asleep.
Hard to walk out, yeah, when you can't.
It was one of those things. I was like fighting it. I'm like, oh no, I gotta stay awake. I gotta watch this. I gotta stay awake. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna lean into this for a couple minutes and fucking, I'll wake up, and you know, by the time the movie's over.
Nope.
No, I did. I woke up like 10, 15 minutes later, and like it fucking sucked balls. Like,
you know what made this enjoyable? Somnambulism.
The ending. Fucking. The whole thing is, like, he gets shot in the throat and obviously can't talk, you know?
Yeah.
Like, something, like, his kid gets, like, shot by a stray bullet. Like, there's a drive-by when, like, his family's outside. He becomes the fucking, like, Kirkland version of the Punisher, basically. Like, yeah. It should be called Shitty Punisher, like the Shitty Beatles. Like, no, it's the Shitty Punisher. And like, okay, he can't talk. I knew that going in. What I did not know going in is that there's no fucking dialogue in this movie at all. There's a few like speaking things, but it's mostly through like police radios or like TV commercials and shit like that. But the whole movie is fucking silent.
Do you think they did that so it can just be like universally released? Or do you think they were like, this is a brilliant fucking idea? You know what we should do? We should make Elektra noir.
With, like, again, there's no reason for nobody else to talk. So with no dialogue, there is no reason to give two shits about any of these fucking characters.
Yeah.
Even fucking the dude whose kid dies. Halfway through the movie, I am actively rooting for the fucking child murdering drug dealer to survive. Like, it's just fun. Like, everybody.
That's a weird stance.
Yeah. Like, everybody in the movie should just wear a shirt that just says, like, you know, victim, gangster, drug dealer. Like, just what they are, just on the shirt. Like, that would actually make the movie better, because they are nothing more than what that label would be.
They're just cutouts.
Yeah, exactly. There's no, like, even like, there's just like, it's guy, wife, like, fucking, this is another horrible thought.
So what you're telling me is John Woo is a shitty DM.
I think, what I think happened is, like, a little tobacco in my mouth. Some fucking suit in an office somewhere, like some movie production company.
Yeah.
Was like, hey, these fucking John Wick movies are making a fucking killing.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We can get John Woo, the fucking guy who created all this shit.
Yeah. You guys remember John Woo?
Yeah, you guys remember John Woo, right? Let's fucking have him make one of these movies.
Yeah.
And,
shouldn't have, huh?
No. He is definitely not at the top of his game.
When was he at the top of his game? Hard-boiled?
Yeah, like 1986. Yeah, so it just none of it where you don't... I don't, like, give two fucks about this. The guy spends, like, the first... fucking 40 minutes of the movie fucking sad acting, like my kid's dead, like fucking,
who's in it?
Joel Kinnaman from the shitty RoboCop reboot and the fucking Suicide Squad movies. Yeah. Don't give a fuck about him. Like,
yeah,
like his, like the, like, again, you know, wife, like, is like, she just kind of moves on with her life. Like, she seems happy.
Yeah,
like, she's like living her own life, and he's just like fucking
just being a putz.
Yeah. Like, again, horrible thought, but like halfway through I'm like, dude, maybe you should just turn that gun on yourself. Fucking yeah.
Don't be a burden anymore.
Yeah, like, if you're this torn up, dude, just check the fuck out, man. Like,
that's dark. That's fucking dark.
Yeah.
Hilarious, though.
Yeah. I would avoid it at all costs.
Really?
It was that fucking bad.
I was really excited about it.
Because
on paper, it fucking rules.
The action scenes I don't know if I'm just too used to stylized action, but there is just no choreography to it. There's no style to it at all. It's just
somebody else huge was attached to that, right? It was John Woo and somebody else, right?
I don't even remember. Like, the stunts aren't like, ooh, like, oh, like, you know, you're fucking doing that when you're watching it. Like, yeah. No, it's just fucking...
just is.
He's literally just walking up to guys like, bang, 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 like, fucking... yeah, it's just... ugh. Nothing, it's just fucking... like, I was so fucking disappointed.
That's so lame.
Yeah.
Man, that blows, yeah. That
yeah.
That blows.
You said you had a crapshoot tale. Hockey.
Oh, yeah. So we went out last night to a Adirondack Thunders game.
Yeah.
They're the team out of Glens Falls now, which really weird that the Glens Falls Civic Center is no longer the Glens Falls Civic Center.
It's
the cool insurance.
Yeah, it's always it's where you see like old school wrestling.
Yeah,
and, like yeah, Foreigner. Yeah.
But it's like the crowd was great, but it was awesome because it was Miracle Night, like the Miracle on Ice.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. So like there are guys from the team there.
Yeah, actually,
that's cool.
Buzz, what the fuck was his last name?
Lightyear.
Yeah, yep.
I was going to say Aldrin.
McGrath. anyway, one of those players was there, and he came out on the ice, and everybody lost their shit.
Huh.
It was fucking awesome. But my personal shining moment is a fight broke out on the ice.
Oh, damn it. I was hoping in the stands.
No, there was one, actually. But like the fight just starts, and I go, "Ooh, grab his dick and twist it!"
Everybody just stops dead. You get a record scratch. Like,
what? Dude, like two rows ahead of me turns around and goes, "Yeah!"
Gotta love hockey bits.
How many beers in were you at this point?
I only had one.
Oh. What size was that beer?
Ab beer.
Sure, it was 123 8 ounces, but whatever.
It's a camel bag. It doesn't matter. It was hockey time. The game was good. I liked it. I would like to go to more of those, but I don't want to drive 45 minutes to go see one.
Yeah.
Which is kind of our only option at this point for hockey, unless you get into RPI games.
I've been to a couple of RPI Union. Used to have a good team too.
They're both solid teams for like local hockey, but the best are the RPI versus Union games.
Yeah,
because they fucking hate each other. We went to one of their games in the Times Union Center, and the whole game was chippy. Like they were super aggressive. But it's college hockey, so you can't fight.
Yeah, yeah.
So the fucking game ends, bench clearing brawl. Amazing. Probably one of my favorite moments of seeing college hockey.
So
we even used to go to the ECAC games when they would host them at Times Union Center, which was like just days long hockey tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
I remember going to River Rats games back in the day.
They should bring the River Rats back.
Yeah.
They're bringing back arena football.
For like the eighth time?
Yeah, they're bringing them back as the Firebirds again, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
They're like, because, you know, the Empire kind of sucked as a... that's a really shitty name.
Well, I think Antonio Brown sucked as an owner. That's what the problem was.
Yeah, he sucked as an everything. Nothing about that was good. That was a fucking terrible idea. Why did they let him do that? Fucking loser.
What else did I see this week? That horrible fucking Silent Night. I started watching something that I am literally 20-something years late to the party on. I started watching The Venture Brothers this week.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen it before. I'm fucking digging the shit out of it.
Brock Sampson is the best.
I'm like 6 or 7 episodes in now. Like, yeah. It's one of those things, like,
I love seeing Brock Sampson just, like, get pissed and go, and just, like, unsheath the knife, and you're like, somebody's gonna die.
It was always one of those things, like, I know if I just sit down and watch it, I'm gonna love it. Like, people told me I would love it. Like,
it's Johnny Quest for psychos. Yeah. It's really what it is. It's all it is. It's Johnny Quest for the South Park generation.
Yeah. That is perfect. The fuck else did I watch this week? I feel like there was a Netflix movie or something I watched.
I'm trying to think. I didn't really do much. It's been more of a go and do things kind of week.
Oh, I started watching Follow the House of Usher.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just a fucking horror soap opera.
Mm-hmm. That's all mainstream horror is anyway, especially the Netflix shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, I really wanted...
It's very soap opera-y.
I really wanted to get into, like, Haunting of Hill House and all that kind of shit, but, like, it's just, it came off as soap opera-y.
Yeah.
Which, like, is fine if that's your thing, but it's just not my thing. I'd rather see grisly shit, like, constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Or... fucking terrify me. Like, keep the terror high.
Yeah, no, it's, again, it's okay. You know, I give it like a 75, like, out of 100, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mike Flanagan is giving us his best work, unfortunately.
He fucking peaked. And it sucks to say, because it was so good. We're talking about Black Mass. Or not.
Yeah, Midnight Mass.
Midnight Mass.
Yeah, yeah.
I just started that.
That's a fucking awesome, awesome fucking miniseries.
Also, your wife wants to know what you thought of Please Don't Destroy.
Oh, I was going to bring that up. We watched... we'll get to that. We're talking about fucking Mike Flanagan right now. I will bring up Please Don't Destroy.
Don't Destroy.
They are... there's three writers on Saturday Night Live. They do these mini movies every week that are fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. And they just came out with their own movie on Peacock. Fucking hysterical.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
What is it about?
It's called the Hunt, or like the Treasure of Foggy Mountain or something like that. Like when they're kids, they find this like golden like watch compass thing.
Yeah.
Like on this mountain, and like they go back as adults to try to find this fucking treasure on this mountain. It's so ridiculously stupid.
It sounds like Without a Paddle.
Kind of, yeah. But it's their goofy ass, like, really just out of, like, off the wall humor.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that a lot. I was laughing my ass off. But no, back to Midnight Mass and Mike Flanagan. Midnight Mass is fucking awesome.
Oh, we're loving it so far.
That's
what
so
episode
good.
Are you up to?
4 or 5.
Okay. It was like 6 or 7 or?
I think 8.
8.
Yeah, I think it's 8.
Okay. So like, yeah, it's
8's,
like,
8's pretty typical.
Like the thing I guessed right from the beginning that Pruitt is...
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 4 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it that old?
Yeah.
Oh, that feels
real
bad. I
watched it at my old apartment, dude.
That feels fucking so bad.
Yeah, yeah. I've lived here for 4 years, yeah.
Yeah, God. So apologies, spoiler.
Yeah.
When you find out that it's the same guy, that's confirmed.
Yeah.
Which I called from episode 1.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, you're like right as everything's getting fucking crazy and like building, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I will say the ending was a little weak. And not that the ending was bad, but because you're watching it, so I don't really want to say too much. But like, it winds up focusing on the wrong characters, is all I'll say. But does it in a well crafted manner.
But yeah, no, I highly, highly recommend Midnight Mass.
Yeah.
I would recommend Follow the House of Usher. I would, you know, I just wouldn't.
There's nothing bad about it.
I do like Mark Hamill as the fucking evil ass, just fucking lawyer. Like, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But like, it just falls into the trap for me again as like a thing that I start watching and I enjoy it, but then I stop caring.
Yeah.
Same with Oh, fuck. What was that show with, was it, one of the fucking Spider-Men, where he was the cop, and it was all the fucking Mormons.
Oh, yeah, with Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Shit, I forget the name of it.
Like,
I almost watched that.
Decent fucking show.
Yeah, I almost watched it.
But, like,
something just, of heaven or heaven, some, like, I think heaven is in the title somewhere.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But, like, cool show. Like, does a lot of really good things. I'm interested. I also stopped caring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's just, it's got to be a me thing, or, like, they just start focusing on shit that I don't care about so much that I just don't want to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
I finished fucking Spider-Man, which was amazing, man.
Yeah.
They
good all the way through?
Yeah. The Venom stuff gets really intense, man. They make it like a horror movie, like the Venom aspect of it. Yeah. There are scenes that are like, you're on edge, like tense.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How's the gameplay? Is it like, can you just have fun fucking swinging through town?
Yeah, absolutely, because random crimes will pop up. You can just swing to the fucking crimes and, you know, fight them.
It's like GTA Spider-Man?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sick.
Yeah, just swinging through, like a pretty accurate New York, like...
I started playing Griftlands, which is a... like a deck-building roguelike game. Set in this just weird sci-fi universe.
Yeah.
So it's cool, because... it's similar to like Slay the Spire, if you ever played that, where you start with a base deck and then, you know, you complete a couple missions and you wind up getting more cards and all this shit. But if you die, you fucking die and you have to start all over again. So you're playing through a story this time, where games like Slay the Spire, it's just you're just ranking up and you're just trying to get to the end of the sequence of fights. Where this one is cool because there's, you know, like, there's your combat scenario, so you're all your attack cards and all that shit. But then there's also, like, social encounters. So you've got, like, a social deck. And you have, like, these arguments, like, base arguments. And that's, like, you have to break somebody's argument with an amount of damage or things like that. So you have two different decks that you have to focus on. And different quests will require you to use either one. And you can gain, like, allies and shit. It's really cool. It's really fun. But if you're one of those people that, like, replaying the same shit over and over and again because you keep dying, if that angers you a lot, probably not for you.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else worth mentioning?
Well, me and Shelly just went and spent about $300 on fucking groceries this week.
I spent like 100 and something yesterday for like two meals.
Yeah.
Cause, yeah.
Because Friendsgiving is coming.
Oh, yeah. I got to think of something to make.
You don't have to make anything.
Oh, I thought it was like a bring something type of deal.
No. Right. Bring your appetite, babe.
All right, then.
That's it.
Woo!
You are all squared away.
I am making beer then for fucking Friendsgiving.
You want to bring beer? Bring beer. You want to bring a bottle of liquor? Bring a bottle of liquor.
I usually do.
Yeah.
Very welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. I booked some con shit for next year.
That's right.
I'm hyped about that.
You wound up getting the Tampa Bay?
You will see me at Tampa Bay Comic Con, August 23rd through the 25th.
Way to go.
Yeah. Thank you. Hopefully more to come. We'll be spreading our shit all over the country.
Like spreading our shit all over.
Exactly. Spread. You ever had your shit pushed in?
It's funny you say that because we were talking about the shit Punisher earlier. How it's a very different film.
The shit Punisher.
Very different film.
That's like that scene from Bad Santa.
Yeah. You got shit right for a week.
I'll be solo at that one. But there might.
Yeah,
be
I'm definitely not making it.
There might be some more for us to be at next year. I reached out to quite a few people.
Looking to spread out.
Yeah. So you might be seeing a whole lot more of us. But I am fucking hyped for that Tampa gig because I was looking at their guest list. It is insane.
Is it stacked?
Like last year, like Shatner was there. Like
fucking, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The Shat.
Yeah, this is definitely the biggest con. Well, it'd be tied between this and Rhode Island probably for the biggest con I've ever like done anything at.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We will see.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. I got new stickers today that are in the wrong fucking color.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a misprint?
Yeah. Sick. I clearly gave them the color number and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I got to reach out and see if I can get it fixed. If not, they're still like passable.
Is it similar to when I got those ones that were like printed without any blue ink?
I think that's exactly it. Because it's those fucking, it's that image, the newer one.
Mm-hmm.
The letters are yellow. They're not green. Everything else.
Yeah.
So fucking.
Yeah. Cause they were pink and yellow.
Yeah.
Our misprint. The original ones. Which so, Shelly is still pissed off that she doesn't have one of those.
She doesn't have one of the fuck up stickers.
Yep. She's got one of every other one.
There might be a couple that have gotten by her, I think.
I don't think so.
Like variations, like have that might have not designs, like new designs.
Oh, maybe, yeah, like a glitter or a
hologram. We have new. I got new the video cassette design with like glittery or like glitter around them.
Yeah.
I got 100 of the fucking misprints.
Are they passable?
Yeah. They're still fine.
Yeah.
But they're just like I saw them. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Shit.
I also probably should double check to make sure that they're fucking misprints because I looked at them in here that I'm now realizing.
Yeah.
And the fucking green lights like can throw everything off.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because I put up a sticker yesterday. Up in the cabinet, and like in the other room, it was green. I'm like, I'm putting it up. I'm like, why is it orange now all of a sudden?
That's fucked up.
Because the green lights. Yeah. Yeah, this might be a good place to wrap it up.
Yeah, we can call it here.
Yeah.
Man, I love this fucking movie.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I, again, cannot recommend this movie enough.
I am so glad we saw it.
Although I will say, the Godzilla nerds are getting on my fucking nerves on Facebook. Like,
why? Because there's not enough Godzilla in it?
No, there's basically like two posts, two types of posts. There's one like, seeing it for the seventh time this weekend. Like, all right, dude. All right.
Yeah,
we get it. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's, here's a hot take. I loved this movie. Like,
that's not a hot take at all.
Yeah. I know people are complaining. Nobody is complaining. Mm. No one's complaining.
Very little complaining.
Yeah.
Very little.
And like you get the one guy who's like, no, this movie sucked, and like everybody will just jump on that dude. Like,
yeah. Well, he is wrong.
Yeah.
You can say you don't like it, and that's fine. Sucked? Not even in the fucking realm of possibility.
Like somebody wrote like a negative post, and like the first comment was like, tell me you've never seen a Godzilla movie without like telling me you've never seen a Godzilla movie. I was like, what do you mean? I've seen most of them. Like, have you though? Like,
did you really watch them?
Yeah.
Or did you just watch monster fights?
He's only seen Godzilla 99. That's all he can think of.
Yeah. Whoa. Somebody else was like, oh, you're one of the Godzilla 99 people, aren't you? or 98 or whatever. Yeah.
Yucky. All right. Ready to give out some socials?
Let's do some socials.
All right. Yeah. Our website is www.bigdumbmonsterspodcast.com. And if you're too lazy for that, it is also www.bigdumbmonsters.com. Different URL, same website. We are on Facebook, Big Dumb Monsters Pod. We are on Slasher, the all-horror social network, Big Dumb Monsters Podcast. You can find us on
Steam.
Yeah, we're also on Steam. Big Dumb Monsters. God damn, I always forget that.
You can also find us on Instagram and Threads at big_dumb_monsters. You can check us out on YouTube at Big Dumb Monsters. If you're not watching us live, if you're listening to this on the podcast version or on YouTube, we are also on Twitch. Usually every Saturday, although the month of December is going to be a little crazy.
It's just a weird month. There's a lot of shit going on.
Well, like, conceivably the next Saturday, 23rd? Can you do the 23rd?
I don't see why not.
All right, so maybe the 23rd. I might not be here for the next episode. It might be Nick and Art. I'm going to try like hell to get here for that.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing in Jersey, dog?
Visiting my lovely family. My wife is watching. No, No, we're going to see her family. We're like there.
Oh, all right. I didn't know if there was like an event going on.
Yeah, no, they have like a big like cookie making like holiday thing.
Oh, sweet.
So we're going to that. I am going to try like hell to get back here because I do not want to miss a show at all.
Some of that fucking black eye wine.
Oh, it's exactly top of my fucking list. Yeah. Don't worry, I've thought of it already. Yeah.
That shit's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Could you actually grab like a couple of bottles for me if you can?
I know they sell cases of it. If I can grab a case, I'll fucking grab a case.
Yeah.
I think there's only like 4 bottles in a case. I'll get 2 fucking cases if I can. Because that shit is so good.
I feel like my wife would really appreciate a bottle
of that. I don't like wine, and that is the most delicious wine.
That's because it tastes like cherry juice.
Yeah. It tastes like juicy juice, basically. Yeah. It gets you fucked up. Makes you vomit bright red.
Fucking Lucy juice. Is that everything?
I will say we have this is week 2 of us broadcasting live on YouTube. It is now week 1 of us broadcasting live on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
So if you're new, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, and if you're watching on one of those platforms and something seems like it's fucked up, let us know.
Yeah. We never did check to see if we were double audioing.
Yeah.
Can you scroll down just to see on the audio mixer? No double audio. All right. Yes.
I did check.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you did or not.
We didn't check that you checked.
Yeah. Exactly.
You told me that was something to look out for, so I looked out for it.
Excellent. That's a fucking producer right there.
God damn it.
Yeah.
And our link tree is linktr.ee/bigdumbmonsters.
That's right. There you go.
So yeah, next week, are you guys still planning on doing Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm good whenever.
Sorry, it has to be Sunday because I...
Oh yeah, Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Forget it. Sunday.
I mean, unless we want to do Thursday.
No, I don't.
I don't either, but I don't want to miss the fucking show.
Well, I guess your ass better be back here fucking Sunday.
Otherwise, I get the hot seat.
Yeah. I'm going to come barging in that door like... The be right back comes up.
Right. If you come into my body, it's just on the floor. You'll know what's happened. They're taken out.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Go see Minus One.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, go see it more than once.
Yeah, I should have went again this morning. But
mistakes were made.
I almost forgot about this. I was gonna fucking say this out loud, and I didn't know if anyone was gonna get the reference. I told you this when we were leaving. My war is not over. It's over, Johnny. Nothing is over.
They put me in charge of $1 million machines. Now I can't even work in a car wash.
My war is not over.
You'll understand that once you watch the movie.
Nothing is over. Once you watch that movie and Rambo First Blood Part 2.
That was First Blood.
Was it?
That was First Blood.
I thought It's Over, Johnny was from the fucking second one.
No, I'm pretty sure because he says that while he's talking to him on the radio in the cave. That's where nothing is over.
I could have sworn. It's been so long since I've seen it.
Because the second one is where they go back to the shit.
Yeah, I thought it was when he comes back at the end and he's going after the fucking, what's his name? Murdoch.
Yeah.
The guy that sent him there. And fucking Richard Crenna's like, it's over, Johnny. Nothing is over.
I could have swore it was the first one. Hey, I could be wrong.
Parts
of those movies blend together because of all the fucking flashback scenes. A lot of high
school was like me and my friends sitting around watching Rambo Part 1 and 2 on Saturday afternoons. Yeah. Like, yeah.
3 had just a fucking stellar body count.
I never saw 3 until Tom and I watched it for a Big Dumb Monster. Not a Big Dumb Monster. A Brilliant of Evil Geeks podcast.
Yeah. It's not great.
No, not at all.
Like, there's cool scenes.
Yeah.
Killed nowhere near a lot of people.
As the other ones.
Yeah.
Well, as the first 2. Let's specify real quick. Yeah. Although probably the one just Rambo is pretty fucking badass.
That was the That was the fourth one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burma's a war zone.
Burma's a war zone. He makes fucking puppy chow out of the dude with the fucking gun.
You ever see the meme that, where they replace the gun with the camera? He's taking pictures of butterflies.
I like the one where it's the picture of him with the gun, but then they cut out the gun and they just give him a thumbs up. Yeah. All this to say, go see Godzilla Minus One.
And make some new Rambo memes.
Yeah. Yes. Severe lack of Rambo memes these days.
All right, we'll be back at some point in the future, next Sunday. Probably.
It'll be
and
Sunday.
And then hopefully next Saturday.
That'd be nice.
With a proper heritage trip afterwards. Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Man, fuck that place.
Fuck that place, but I can't wait to go back.
Can't stop.
Yeah. I am drawn in every week. Anyway.
Don't let ghoulies eat your ass.
And never sleep in a deathbed.
Bye-bye.